The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
It's Thursday.
Yeah. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com today, the 19th of August, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center. I just want to warn, Trish, turn and look toward Jared. Do you see that? When it says smile, you're on camera.
Oh.
We're being broadcast. Not, thankfully, it's just the video and no sound. Good morning, Jared.
It was a nice warning, Carl. I mean, you know, right after I'm here and
I forgot.
Everything.
I forgot.
And you just
it just
did.
Came up. It just came up 2 days ago.
Okay, yeah, well.
Okay,
hey.
How about this? How about if I just don't tell people how you can see it? Okay,
yeah.
But it's on YouTube.
Okay.
Jared, good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of special day do we have today?
Today is Aviation Day.
Oh.
Oh, that's okay. A good day.
All right. I can live with that.
Very appropriate with all the air traffic that's going on in Northern California right now.
All the
airplanes.
All the flights we've got.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, Trish.
It's 73 degrees in downtown Redding as we speak. It's haze, smoky as it's been. We're looking for a high today of 96 and a low of 68 this evening on Friday. Once again, smoky, a high of 96, mostly clear Friday night and a low of 64. On Saturday, sunny and a high of 89. Saturday night, a low of 63. Sunday, a high of 92 and a low of 63. Going into next week, temperatures are going to be in the mid to high 90s. Continued smoke and red flag warnings. Be very careful out there. Please watch the air index and stay out of that as much as you can. Sure, keep your animals and your young kids and people that are culpable out of that smoke because it's really deadly. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, and they get veterans and senior discounts.
Air quality index is 176, which is unhealthy.
Yep. Give them a call at 365-3793. Very unhealthy.
But it's not as bad as it's been.
You can't
but it's
taste
still
it.
Bad.
You can't
still
taste
bad.
It beer like you have for so many days, but and yesterday was quite interesting, although we actually had some blue skies around the North State for a while.
We saw that.
Blew that out, and it was pretty windy down in Anderson. I don't know how about with back here. Just a note that we do have the public safety power outages, a lot of it down in the South County, and the Frontier Senior Center is open for, coming in PG&E station where they can come in and charge their phones, get water,
cool
spend
off.
Some time, cool off, and they're open from 8 until 10 in the evening. Now, I don't know how long that's going to last, but they are open again today.
Lake Shasta water level is down 156 feet to 910 feet. You know, people send me pictures of Lake Mead. I got a buddy that lives there. I got two friends that live in Las Vegas, and he sent a photo of Lake Mead. I mean, yeah, Lake Mead. Or is it Lake Powell? Yeah, Lake Mead. And I sent him back a picture of Lake Shasta, and he goes, "Okay, you win."
That's incredible. Wow. All the docks are out there. Yeah. Nothing. You can't get to anything. It's
well, Antlers is. It's like a puddle in your backyard.
Okay.
Anyway,
crazy.
Hey, we are with Max Steiner. Good morning, Max.
Good morning,
sir.
Get
morning,
in,
ma'am.
Get in.
Oh yeah, I gotta be closer,
everybody.
Excellent.
And Max is the Democratic candidate for the 1st congressional district, running against Congressman LaMalfa. And tell us a little bit about you, Max.
Well,
you were on once before, but. We got you here for an hour.
Excellent. Yeah, I was on Common Grounds before. Thank you again for that.
The show's no longer on here.
Ah, gotcha. Well, I'm a congressional candidate here, so I'm an Army veteran. I think we need some more moderates in Congress, and I want to be that moderate. So, I think Doug LaMalfa has been in office 10 years. I think anyone that's been in office 10 years, been in politics for 20, there's time to start considering changes. So I want to be that change. But yeah, so I'm born in Sacramento. I'm a fifth generation Northern Californian. I live in Chico now. My brother lives here in Redding. He lost his house in a car fire. You know, I've got a serious plan on forestry. I think we need to obviously do a lot more on water. I've got a website, MaxSteinerForCongress.com. You guys are welcome to go there. Check it out. Call me up if you have any questions. I think Carl will say the number again. And, yeah, I'd love to have a conversation this morning.
We'll put that on the, during the break. Jared will make sure he gets it on the chat room here.
So this is your opportunity. If you're out there and you have questions for Max Steiner, you can give us a call at 605-4567 and get into the conversation so that we can answer your questions. You know, we get the government that we deserve. You need to take the time to find out who's running before you make the decision how you vote.
You know, I usually don't ask, tell them questions I'm going to ask beforehand. But in this one, I did only because I just wanted to tell him. So, because you have to kind of collect your thoughts on this. But Max has two tours in Iraq. And your thoughts on this Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to use the usual adjectives I use for this. But your thoughts on this.
Yeah, it's terrible. You know, like I know that there are a lot of Afghan veterans that are looking at this and feeling just like I felt in, you know, 2010. I think it was 2010 when ISIS just swept across northern Iraq, you know. And
you know,
everyone's like, oh, man, what a surprise. How could that have happened? And it's happened again. It's 10 years later. And I think the lesson here is that the United States has serious problems with trying to build democracies. I hope we never try that again. You know, I thought – I'm sure everyone thought we learned that lesson in the 70s. Probably a lot of Vietnam War vets that know exactly
probably
how
where you could start it is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, a few years of failure on nation building. And I think Afghanistan is just the latest chapter. And I think a lot of heads need to roll if you want my honest assessment.
Whose heads are we talking about specifically?
Intelligence and general officers. You know, I think that we have consistently had failures from the two shop. That's the intelligence guys. You know, they said, you know, a month ago it was 18 months until Kabul fell. 2 weeks ago it was 90 days. And, you know, then like basically on a Monday they were like, oh man, it might fall next week. And that's not the kind of warning that any political person can make decisions. I also think that, you know, Blinken, he needs to really reassess what he's doing in sec state. Sullivan. He's the NSC guy. You know, he should probably be out. You know, like we have a national security establishment that has failed. And you know, Jake Sullivan, smart guy. So I've heard. I've never met the guy, but you know, Jake Sullivan came up. He was like an advisor to Hillary Clinton, really impressed her, and then worked under Obama. And basically, you know, like the NSC staff has failed to prepare leadership for this decision. And you know, Biden's got to own it too. Because the buck stops at the top. So I think that there are everyone I talk to, you know, because I never did Afghanistan. Full disclosure, just in case anyone.
Yeah, neither did I. I was offered my chance, but I said at 58, I think it's time maybe to go do a couple of things.
Right. Yeah. So, but, you know, like my brigade went Afghanistan, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, kept on going Afghanistan. But eventually you lose touch with people. But, you know, I was talking to people as they were in Afghanistan. They were like, this is a disaster. I knew Iraq was a disaster. I left Iraq in 2008. I knew it was going to fall. You know, the northern Iraqis we were working with. Yeah, they didn't care. The Kurds were great fighters, but they weren't integrated in the Iraqi military. They kind of like were, but they were Kurdish units. Anyway, I'm losing my point. But, you know, like everyone on the ground knew it was going to fail, and we would watch generals go on TV and talk to Congress and say, oh, yeah, it's amber. It's amber. It's trending green. You know, like, oh, we got some problems, but it's trending in the right direction. Give me 2 more years, 5,000 more troops, and I'll fix it. And, you know, they got 10 years. They got 10 years, $1 trillion. They got 20 years and $1 trillion, and they couldn't fix it. And at some point, you need to say, hey, sir, thank you for your service. You know, obviously, you didn't understand how to do this coin, how to do counterinsurgency. You know, Biden's going to have to own this as well. This is going to be a stain on his legacy. Sorry, ma'am.
No, that's all right. But you guys have the military background to talk about these things that I obviously lack. Having said that, From an American's point of view about what we as Americans have always stood for and that we don't leave people behind, when I hear things like we don't know how many Americans we have in there, that they're getting emails telling them we can't help you get out, You need to wait until you can safely make it. How do you as an American react? We don't leave our people behind. People are being, I mean, you've got pictures of people falling off of aircraft.
Yeah.
We don't know who those are. Those American citizens? Are they, there are interpreters, the people that have been helping us? How do we do that and continue to hold our head and say we're America?
Yeah, so the responsibility, so first I'll answer like the easy question, right? The responsibility for how many Americans are there in country is the consular section of the U.S. Embassy, right? So like when I worked in Tijuana, Mexico, I was a consular officer. I was on the emergency services team. We had a report called the F-77. And basically, you know, obviously Mexico is different. We're more concerned about, you know, hurricanes or earthquakes. But that is what the consulate in the Afghan and in the embassy in Kabul, the United States Embassy in Kabul, the consular section should know where every American is, how to contact them. We have a warden system in most countries. We have, I'm sure we had a warden system in Afghanistan where basically you have kind of like a call roster, right? You know, like you call up one guy, he calls up two guys, they call up two guys. You know, that obviously broke down, and we were there 20 years, and we knew that Afghanistan was unstable, and there was a complete failure on the State Department side, on the military side, to just anticipate this kind of collapse. I think that's inexcusable.
We got to take a break here.
Sorry.
And my comment on that is that there's only one airfield capable of lifting people out, and that's in Kabul. The other two airfields that were capable of this were taken by the Taliban weeks ago. And that right there should have been that should have been a trigger. But it appears that our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff seems to think that white nationalism is a much bigger danger than what's happening around the world. I mean, that was his thing he said. That was the thing we had to face. You know, it was white nationalism in the military. So, anyway, you know what I'm going to ask you. How'd you sleep last night?
I slept great. Because I was home and my sleep number bed set at 55.
Oh, Linda and I, you know what, because when you have two people in a bed, and since marriage is a, you know, it's, you give in marriage, you compromise. But exactly. In your sleep number bed, you don't have to do that.
Especially
Linda's sleep number setting
alone
was 30, and my sleep number setting was 40 last night. We really, really have liked our sleep number beds, because we had one, and then now we have the 360 smart bed, and it's an incredible sleeping experience. And if nothing else, if you can't control anything else in your life, you should be able to control where you sleep and how you sleep. So
quality of sleep, priceless, makes the rest of the day
totally
work.
Totally. And now you can discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Now during the biggest sale of the year, all beds are on sale. Save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only. Go on down to the Target Shopping Center, to our Sleep Number store, and find out more. Now, that's subject to credit approval and minimum monthly payments required, of course. See sleepnumber.com for details.
And it's an investment that will last you a lifetime.
Yeah,
my bed is over 20 years old, and I have had only one problem with the control, which they replaced at a discount because they still had me in the records.
There you go. Sleep Number. 7:18 in the morning, 73 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Ladies prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunts the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. 7:23 in the morning, 73 degrees out there, air quality index sucks. 819, is that a number?
I think so, it's close.
It doesn't, it
makes
not,
it hard to breathe too.
It's not a big suck, it's only 127, which is just unhealthy as opposed to deadly.
Exactly.
Yeah, this portion of the show, and speaking of fires, over a million acres, fire exceeds the size of Rhode Island. Now we're moving in on Delaware, is brought to you by SST Oil. SST Oil, besides being a premier petroleum distribution firm, is by getting, you know, through trucks and moving things around, of course, like that over the west here, is out on the front lines, too, with the firefighters delivering the fuel they need to fight the fire, including the jet fuel, going to all the going to planes, helicopters, all of that. They're running 24 hours a day, too. They do this every year, just like everybody else does. They are an employee-owned company. I can't say enough about them. The CEO and their COO are both came up from the ranks, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Bill Casparino driving a fuel truck out there to give his men a break. That's the kind of people they are. SST Oil is always looking for good employees. If you're a driver, you can get some great benefits and stay around here. You don't have to go so far over the road all the time. Give them a call at 241-1167. Trisha and I are here with Max Steiner, who is the Democratic candidate for the first congressional seat. He's a two-tour veteran of Iraq. He thinks that, I'm not putting words in his mouth, he thinks what happened in Afghanistan also was a debacle. And it's, you know, where's the intelligence community and where were the Joint Chiefs of Staff, especially the chairman?
At the risk of just saying something I shouldn't, the only one I found that agrees with what's going on is in congratulating Biden is Governor Newsom. Found those quotes quite interesting, that he thought he was doing a great job and was anxious to get out there on the trail with him. And I thought, probably not a good statement to make right at this point by anyone on either side. This is a mess.
No, I agree. This is something you just stay out of if you're a smart politician.
Well, Max,
I'm not a smart politician, obviously. Here I am with Carl. But.
Well, if you're elected, you're going to have to work with Nancy Pelosi, whose comments was, well, we always leave millions of dollars of equipment when we leave a country.
Oh, that's the other thing.
Nancy, we don't leave millions of dollars worth of weapons. We may leave trucks. We may leave logistical items. We don't leave weapons. We don't leave and weapon systems, and we don't leave drones. We don't take, you know, there are rolling stock you leave.
But if you can't get it out, you blow it up, don't you?
Right. I mean, generally, what we did, though, is we left with the ANA, the Afghan National Army, and they just surrendered it.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we destroyed all the weapon systems, then we would be sitting here and saying, why didn't we give the ANA any tools to fight? You know, the real failure was the intelligence failure that the ANA would not fight.
And that's true. And they were well equipped. However, their logistical support was gone.
No.
At that point.
I mean, it's not even logistics. They, you know, there were severe leadership problems in the ANA. You know, their entire logistics train was wrong. You know, we saw this in Vietnam as well. We built the ARVN, the Southern Vietnamese Army, into being a very complex Western-style army, the very top-heavy, equipment-focused, kind of an army that's designed symmetry around holding, and then you'll find, fix, finish. So you'll find an enemy, and then you'll fix him with infantry, and then you'll finish him with air power or artillery. That's a very top-heavy organizational structure. You know, the Taliban, the Viet Cong, they are all light infantry. Their design is, you know, we're going to surround, cut off, isolate, and then make them surrender. And, you know, just tactically, you need to be able to tie that tactor into a sufficient logistics support chain.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's jump to another.
Let's leave Afghanistan.
I will actually defend Biden here, because I know the real question there, right? Like, Newsom should have stayed out of it because he doesn't know what he's talking about because he's never served. Biden made a really tough choice, and people are going to judge him for it, and he's going to have to own that. But at the end of the day, the American people wanted to leave. Biden got told by a lot of smart people that it was okay, that he was going to have 18 months, and they were wrong, and Biden is the boss, and he should have asked the right questions, so he was wrong. But at the end of the day, we need to decide, like, what we do as a country. And I think we need to start firing people in the national security establishment. So I just don't.
Well, let's just see if that happens.
Right.
That's the last part of this.
That's the last
okay.
part.
Max, what's one of the big things? As you know, we've got 1 million acres burning. And it's not just state land. It's also feds.
A lot of federal land.
What would you, what's your thoughts on this? What would you do to change that, anything?
Yeah, the biggest thing to fight fires is forest management, right? And that doesn't mean going out to a rake, right? I'll take that cheap joke off the table right at the start. You know, it means redesigning the way we focus on our forests. We have had, a huge change in the forest management system. We kind of had a pendulum swing from clear cutting to cutting almost nothing. In the 80s, you know, we had NEPA process, a lot of environmental regulations really slowed down lumbering, really destroyed the lumber industry up in this part of the state. You know, Plumas County used to have 28 mills. It now has two. A third one's trying to restart out in Loyalton. You know, and this, we have too much biomass in the forest. We have too many small trees. They are too close together. Forests have to be managed. This isn't something where you just let a forest alone and it becomes healthy. No, like, You need to cut down wood, and you need to process that wood. And that means that the real thing we need to do is start paying companies to cut down wood, easing the environmental regulations so they can cut down trees, so they can cut down wood. And you do that in a responsible way. You know, you save every tree above 30 inches. You save every tree above 35 inches, right? You look at the topography, you look at the terrain, and you say, hey, listen, I want 15, 20 feet of space between every tree. We're going to masticate some trees. We're going to chip them. Basically, we're going to do prescribed fire.
What do you think about cogen plants?
About
cogen plants?
You know, here's the thing about cogen. Just from an energy generation perspective, they're very expensive. Cogen power is 12 cents a kilowatt hour. That just can't compete with a lot of with natural gas. It can't compete with solar. The real problem with cogen is that you have to keep them running. You know, you can't turn them off and on, so they can't be used as a peaker like natural gas. You know, cogen
or solar.
Well, solar is not a peaker. Solar is why you need peakers, right? The real problem with solar is that it's intermittent, right? You know you're going to get power.
Sun doesn't shine and you're covered with smoke. Solar doesn't work so well.
Exactly, and it doesn't shine at night. So you need to have a power plant you can run at night. And that means if we're going to be going as a state, and we are, because you know like that's not a federal thing, just state policies. We're going to be having more and more solar. You know, we need generation that we can turn on and off. Part of that's hydro. Part of that's natural gas peakers. Basically natural gas plants you can turn on and off, but it's not cogen. And it's not, you know, it's not a wood boiler. Cogen is fine if you're using the waste heat basically from a sawmill to run that sawmill on a small industrial facility nearby, right? And like, that's cheap. That's great. But if you're saying we're going to chip a lot of trees in the forest and use those chips to run boilers, that doesn't work because boilers are most efficient when you run them constantly. So that's a baseline power load.
So basically you're saying only cut the small trees, don't go back to actually producing quality lumber to stock for the United States.
Oh, no. You can get quality lumber, you just get less out of it, right? I mean, like, you're going to chip every tree, you know, that's really tiny or prescribed fire. But when you're in the 20 to 30-inch diameter base height range, you'll get good wood out of it. You just won't get as much as you will out of a tree that's, you know, 50-inch diameter base height, right? Those big trees you want to save. Like, it is important environmentally. It is, you know, important aesthetically, you know, and I just don't think the environmental regulations are there to justify cutting down those big trees. But we know that cutting down smaller trees has a lot bigger health benefit, and we have to start looking at forests as something that we need to triage, and we can get an agreement where we cut down smaller and medium-sized trees, you know, process them to make money because, you know, we can get timber jobs back here. And then move forward with the environmental movement over time. But frankly, like, if you think that you can get back to a non-decreasing even flow situation where you're, and that was a, you know, basically you're just going to clear cut these sections.
I was not anywhere near referring to clear cutting.
I don't think lumber companies are in the clear cutting.
No, I don't think anyone wants to go back there.
Nobody wants to go there, but the idea of thinning out the forest so it's 20 feet, so it's more of a park-like setting, so then if there is a fire, it's going to burn a lot lower,
right.
A lot less heat.
It drops out of canopy.
It'll just come through. Okay. We're here with Max Steiner. We've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Since the day they opened, they've been helping move local dreams forward. Locally owned, local board of directors, truly a community bank. 3 branches right now. 1 at Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. 1 right downtown Reading at 1845 California Street. And the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're getting ready to open up another branch at the old Kentucky Fried Chicken.
In
the world famous Kentucky Fried Chicken, because girls used to bathe in the parts sink.
Went nationwide.
Nationwide. Everybody knew who that was. Anyway, you're not going to see that when Cornerstone opens the bank there.
It's coming right along.
There'll be no bathing in the sinks there. We'll be right back with Max Steiner, Democrat candidate for the 1st District here.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton. Top drive. Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Californians can make history this summer, first by recalling Gavin Newsom, and on the same ballot electing a conservative leader with a proven record, Ted Gaines.
Hi, this is Ted Gaines. As a state lawmaker, I fought the tax and spend liberals at the Capitol. As an independent business owner, I fight big insurance companies on behalf of small businesses. On California's tax board, I fight to uphold Prop 13 and protect homeowners and taxpayers. I'm running for governor because we can rescue our state from Newsom's failed agenda. As your governor, I'll slash the gas tax and keep cost of living in check. I'll stop liberal plans to defund the police, and I will veto any bill that raises taxes, period. You deserve a governor who can transform California into a safe and affordable place to raise a family. I'm Ted Gaines. That's my pledge to you. Please vote yes on the recall and vote Ted Gaines for governor.
Visit TedGaines.com. Paid for by Gaines for Governor 2021.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What's the name of the song, buddy?
I'm not actually sure, because I said St. Elmo's Fire before, but I think that was the name of a movie?
Yeah, it is, but it was also the name of the song, too, so write that down for me. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, and one of the, it's one of the places that Trish and Linda hang out.
Mm.
Plus,
like
if you're
a candy store.
Oh my gosh, it's a great selection of jewelry there. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across the street from Sierra Gibbs. We're here with Max Steiner, who is one of the Democrat. I didn't know there were others. Somebody just mentioned them. I'm like, oh, okay. Democrat candidates for Congress running against Doug LaMalfa. We talked about the fires and some of the things that can be done. Our water situation pretty much is bad, too.
What's your position on the Sites Dam?
Yeah, I think we need to build sites. Listen, I think, you know, we have designed a water infrastructure for a climate period that is no longer true. We have got climate change. I think we need politicians that can admit that and build infrastructure in response to that. You know, the most important thing to understand about climate change is that with global warming, we are going to get less snow and more rain. And when your precipitation mix changes, that means you need more capacity. So, you know, when we had snowfall in the mountains, the snow in the mountains themselves act as a reservoir. We're not going to have that in the future, and it's going to get worse. And we're going to have to capture more water as it comes off the mountain. Because if your rains stop in April, then you're going to have to capture every drop of water you can in April, and you're going to have to hold that until the rains start again in October. And this isn't, you know, 40 years ago when we stopped building dams in this state. You know, New Malona's dam down in Tuolumne was the last major dam we built here. You know, we still had snowpack in 1980 that would last until May or early June. And I don't think we're going to see that very much in the future. And it's going to come down to people admitting that they're going to have to make hard choices because dams aren't cost-free. You know, I'm not going to come out here and say, like, damn everything. You know, dams have a cost. I think Sites has a very low cost. It's an off-stream reservoir. You know, it basically allows you to capture the Cottonwood Creek, you know, tributary system without building a dam on Cottonwood Creek, you know. And you're going to use existing canals, the Tehama-Calusa Canal, to basically to fill it. It matches. It fits into our existing infrastructure. Sure, it's a little expensive. It's a quarter of the cost of high-speed rail. That's a complete waste. And, you know, sorry, I don't mean to just smash on high-speed rail, but we spend money on the state on infrastructure, right? And some of that infrastructure makes sense, like Sites, and some of it doesn't make sense, like high-speed rail. And we need to start making tough choices that don't just make us feel good about ourselves. Like, I don't want to dam anything. It makes me feel bad. I don't want to do it. Well, sorry, we need to do it. Or I want high-speed rail because I went to Japan once and I really liked it. Well, sorry, it doesn't make sense from Merced to Bakersfield. And we need adult politicians that can tell their voters, this is a cost-benefit analysis, and these costs make sense.
So you and Doug LaMalfa agree on these two things.
Yeah, right? You know, I agree with Doug on some things. The recent places where we really disagree on, obviously, are about elections, democracy, you know, what it means to serve. But on Sites, absolutely, you know.
Okay, here's a switching from that to question is what about restrictions on the Second Amendment?
No, listen, I'm a pro-gun guy. You know, I went down to the CRPA meeting down in Anderson last week. You know, I think that we as a country need to recognize that the Constitution is not a menu. If you don't like a constitutional amendment, there is a constitutional process to change it. But just saying we're going to put a lot of restrictions on these things, we're going to make gun ownership hard so that you don't do it, we're going to make voting hard so that you don't do it, that is wrong. And if you have problems with an amendment, you have to go through the amendment.
What about the so-called assault weapons? You know they're not assault weapons.
Right. Yeah, I do. You know, I never touched a gun before the Army. And, you know, obviously, I've now touched many assault weapons, right? The AR-15, you know, is the M4.
Really, real assault weapons, ones that are automatic weapons. So,
yeah.
So the term assault weapon, of course, is it's a media thing. So what's your thoughts on that?
Listen.
Have people being able to buy them and have them.
Right. I mean, I think the Second Amendment protects your right to have them. You know, and I think that states are totally in their wheelhouse to regulate them. You know, the real thing we want to do with guns is keep out of the hands of crazy people and irresponsible people and criminals. And those are your three targets. And it's not we're going to make these guns very expensive to own so that normal people can't buy them. And I fear that some states like California have really gone into number four, and that's wrong. You know, I do have a policy proposal. You know, I think part of the problem is that, you know, you can look at these issues and say, like, man, I really want, you know, like this home run situation, and you don't iterate through and say, like, okay, we're going to pass a federal law that fixes this component. So, you know, one of the federal laws I want to do is saying, hey, you know, if you're in the Army Reserves, you know, active duty, Army Reserves, National Guard, you know, like you're obviously trained in how to use an M4. You know, you should be able to buy an AR-15. I have guys, I'm kind of like, you know, one of the acting senior NCOs. We just lost our first sergeant. And I have to train guys. I'm going to a range next month. I'm taking them down. We're going to shoot, you know, 10,000 rounds of ammunition. And that is our yearly allotment of ammunition. And I need to ensure that my troops are ready to fight against Russia, against China, against Afghanistan if we go back, you know, and they live here in California, and I can't give them access to an arms room to go draw out and shoot at their own range. That's not how the military works, guys. But I want them to be able to buy an AR-15 if they're at home and go to a range and practice. And it doesn't need to be full auto. I don't need guys to be training on full auto. That's crazy. You know, but I want them to be able to train on a semi-automatic AR-15 that's the equivalent of their M4.
What about Trish?
Yeah, Trish, you know, I think in the long term, I think you should have that right. But that's not the law I'm going to propose, because I think it'd be almost impossible to get out of Congress. So
you mentioned federal law.
Right.
10th Amendment.
Yeah.
How much is the federal government involved in that they shouldn't be involved in and should turn back to the states and start doing what the 10th Amendment allows for?
Right. All rights not reserved to the federal government or reserved to the states. You mean on guns or
on anything
in general?
I'm talking education all the way down. All of the things that the federal government was never intended to be involved in. How do you go about turning that around and getting our Constitution back?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd have to look at it issue by issue. Man, I mean, that's a very broad question. Sorry, Trish. I don't mean to be dodging it. I'm just trying to think of an example. I guess
education.
You said education.
Education's the best one I can think of.
Right. I mean, yeah, I think Bush, Republican president did No Child Left Behind. Not sure how effective that's been. I'm not an education, policy wonk, right? Like, I'm more of a forestry foreign policy. I've got issues on water. And obviously national defense. I think there's a role for national testing, but that's not telling states what to do. That's just the federal government saying, hey, we're going to have a national test, and we're gonna have you, look at everyone who says, oh, you're a high school graduate. Great. How do you score on this test? We're not going to charge you for it. It's not going to be like an ACT or, an SAT. These are things that we're going to say, cool, you say you had a standard, we're going to test you. And we're going to compare you, and we're going to let states decide, wow, we are really doing bad on math. Maybe we should change something. I think there's a federal role there. There's a federal role in education for providing support. There are a lot of smaller states, and a federal role for kind of acting as a kind of a working group, a coordinator, and say, hey, Oregon is doing something really good on subject X.
Not at this point. They just passed a law that says you don't have to be proficient in reading, writing, or arithmetic to get a high school graduation.
That was in Oregon.
I think you just said state of Oregon.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry. That's what I said.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm just pulling out.
But I catch
every other sentence.
Sorry. Okay. I will say we do have a problem in education right now, but, we are moving away from standards. And I am a standards-based guy. You do not get children into being better educated by just pretending that the standards that by which they are assessed
and they feel good about how they're doing.
Exactly. That's the consolation prize approach to high school diplomas. It's why my generation has to go to college, because a high school diploma is now meaningless. Now everyone who's my age and younger has to graduate with, $50,000 in debt, because otherwise there's no way to show that you're...
Okay, we got to take a break, because that just opened up two more questions
for me. Oh, gotcha.
7:47 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Not only is she just a true guru when it comes to insurance, her financial investment team is also top rated. If you're looking for a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. Things change. You may have had those investments a long time. Maybe you're 401. Is there better ways of investing that money? They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And Judy's been there with her people since 1993. We'll be right back after these messages.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area. From climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. See you then.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready an Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today
we have Thursday morning.
Yeah, we have Max Steiner, who is the Democrat candidate for First Congressional District. You'd be surprised he's not your typical Democrat. But let's get into a couple other quick questions here. We only got 8 minutes left. Well, really seven. One is the critical race theory that people have are really up in arms about.
Right.
What's your thought on that?
Well, I mean, CRT means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I am all for teaching history. I guess, you know, so I know this is a lightning round, right? I think people should be really proud of their country, right? I don't think you should be teaching people about the sins of their country until they're in middle school. But, you know, I learned all about how my country had done terrible things to the Native Americans, to the slaves. You know, the 1619 Project is something that I would have loved in a high school curriculum.
You also got taught the good things that they did to solve it and change.
Exactly. Listen, we should be proud of our country, but face the problems that we've had.
We've had problems.
And we've had problems, and anyone who says we haven't had problems is wrong. But anyone who says that a second grader should be taught, you know, like, oh, yeah.
Being ashamed of being white.
Exactly.
That you could tear it all down and it'll go away and we should forget about it.
Right. We are in agreement here. Listen, like, this country can move forward. You need to address the sins of your past, but there's an age-appropriate time to do that, and that's not elementary school.
Open borders.
Basically. Open borders? No, not for it. Listen, I worked in consular affairs. We have serious problems in how we do refugees and asylum seekers. You know, we really need to stabilize countries at the point of origin, and we need to be willing to, you know, like, really, hire a lot more immigration judges so that they're not released into the country for 3 or 4 years before they see an asylum claims officer.
Force vaccinations.
No, but I do, I'm also opposed to the opposite, right? Where you say like, oh, you can't make your people get vaccinations, right? Like if you're a private business owner and you want someone to be vaccinated to come eat at your restaurant, you should be able to make that choice. And if you don't want that, you should be able to make that choice.
Would you vote for or against if, Biden, if you were in Congress right now and Nancy Pelosi comes up and says you will be vaccinated, how would you vote for that? Not just for you.
Oh, for, like, for everyone in America?
For everybody in America says you will.
I would vote against it. Yeah. But I'd also, you know, be very critical of people like, you know, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's saying, I'm not going to allow anyone to say there's a mask mandate in their business, in their school district. That's top-down leadership. It's divorced from responsibility. It's irresponsible. You know.
A lot of people in Northern California against vaccination.
I know. Listen, I'm vaccinated, guys. I'm
so,
not sick.
So am I.
The Army knocked me up with a lot of vaccines. And, you know, like, I'm a very compliant person after basic training. So, listen. But, yeah, I think everyone should get vaccinated, guys. If you have a problem with it, read the science. You know, do your research.
The critical portion of that, all that whole discussion, is that I believe everybody should make their own decision. Based on the decision they've made, they also need to be
own it. We used to be
aware
of
the consequences and the responsibilities by making that decision. So if you choose not to get vaccinated and you're of the high risk and you end up dying, that's on you. That's not on the system. You made the choice.
Yeah.
Live with the consequences.
You know, and it might mean like, oh, if you're a very anti-vax person, you don't see your grandma. You know, you don't see your parents that are over 60. But it also means you definitely don't go into a board of supervisors meeting and start haranguing people that are making tough public policy choices just because you don't like vaccines. And we've seen too much of that lately, especially here.
Okay. So it's vaccines and this. I just flew out of my head. Trish.
White power.
I assume you mean white extremism. It's a big problem. You know.
That's what it was.
Check your power. White power.
It was crime in the cities. Your troops were probably safer on patrol in Iraq than they would be walking down the streets in some large cities. Statistically.
Yeah, I think probably statistically. You know,
I know
it
ours
does,
were.
Statistically, it's very helpful to walk around with another 20 guys with body
armor. Well,
that's true. And M4s.
That's true.
But yeah, and we do have a crime problem. Sure. It's less now than it was in the 90s.
Should the feds get into this?
No.
You talk about education. And in many of our inner cities, there's no hope there. Should the, in the sense of schooling, jobs, violence, is this a state?
This is a state
thing. Feds should stay out of that.
Absolutely. Listen, the feds need to be standing by with money. We need to be standing by to kind of like champion states that are doing it well and encouraging states that are doing it poorly to copy those states that are doing it well. But fundamentally, these are state issues.
They're state issues. They're local issues. Each community needs to start being involved in their community and making the decisions about the elected people that they start right down in the dog catcher right up to the county board of supervisors.
Speaking my language, Trish.
Okay, now, we're here with Max Steiner, and we've about run out of time. Max, there's more to your bio than what you just told us. These two tours in Iraq.
Yeah.
And first of all, thank you for your service. But there's much more in your bio. How do people learn more about Max Steiner?
Yeah, so go to my website, maxsteinerforcongress.com. The F-O-R is spelled out because I'm not a child. And, you know, like, I did 7 years in the Foreign Service as well. I did 2 years in Honduras, 2 years in Mexico, 15 months a peacekeeper in the Sinai Peninsula, a little more than a year in D.C.
And your profession now?
I'm a profession now. Well, now I'm a political candidate. I'm kind of drawing down. I was a research analyst at RAND. RAND is nonpartisan, strictly nonpartisan. And, you know, like, they're concerned about this partisan process of being a candidate. So I'm stepping away at the end of fiscal year. I've got a couple of projects I'm finishing up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final words.
Listen, I am a different type of Democrat, but I think we need Democrats. If you want moderates in D.C., you need to vote for moderates at home. And that means you vote for blue candidates in red districts. It means you don't let Republicans take your vote for granted. Doug LaMalfa has been a 20-year politician. He has failed. Doug LaMalfa voted against certifying an election, and that is wrong. And that is why I'm running, because he got chased out of the Capitol building by a bunch of rioters. And when he came back in, he did what they said, and that is cowardice. And I will not be represented by a coward in Washington, D.C.
Woo.
Whoa, that's a good final one. Wow, that's right on.
Max Steiner. And you know what? Somebody said there's other Democrats running too. And I'll tell you why Max is on. Max reached out to me. And so we're more than happy to have candidates on.
Absolutely, because
you got to make up your mind.
We get the kind of government we deserve, and so get involved and find out what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Trish.
Thank you.
You bet, Max. Thanks for coming by. Hey, when we come back, Stephanie Bridget was going to join us, of course, at Shasta County DA, and she brought with her Lucky Jez Ronnie. I think I'd rather have a lucky lawyer than a good one. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In the nation's capital, police are investigating a report of a possible explosive device in a pickup truck outside the Library of Congress on Capitol Hill, and police have evacuated the area around the building. While some evacuation flights are departing Afghanistan, the chaos at the Kabul airport persists. The Taliban blames it on so-called foreigners firing guns to disperse huge crowds, but others question that narrative.
Speaking to the BBC, Ahmed Ulawazik said the Taliban were investigating reports that as many as 12 people have been killed at the airport in the last few days. He blamed foreigners, although correspondents say Taliban militants controlling access to the airport have also opened fire and beaten up Afghans struggling to get through. Meanwhile, reports from Kunar province suggest further violence there after a group of young men staged a rally waving the Afghan national flag. Local people say they were celebrating Afghan Independence Day, but angered the militants who opened fire.
And that's the BBC's Jill McGivering. President Biden tells ABC the crisis in Afghanistan, not a failure. Mr. Biden adds that the turmoil there was unavoidable. Congressional Republicans demanding hearings into the situation in Afghanistan, and it would seem that some congressional Democrats agree. There are too many sad stories like this out of fire-ravaged Grizzly Flats, California.
My house has been burnt down. A lot of the houses on the neighborhood, from what I've been seeing on the news, are burnt down.
Northern California's Caldor Fire is the culprit.
I've been trying to get back up there, and I can't. I just bought the house a month and a half ago, my first home ever, my dream.
Thankfully, no loss of life in that particular case. Numerous fires burning across Northern California. The Dow down 95 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage maker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The global microchip shortage forcing Toyota to cut worldwide vehicle production by 40%. Starting next month.
Until now, Toyota has fared better than its rivals despite the ongoing shortages of semiconductors. It had a large stockpile of chips thanks to its business plan, which was revamped in the wake of the 2011 earthquake. But the company says a recent surge in COVID-19 cases in Southeast Asia has made the global shortage worse. It's told the BBC it started to feel the crunch in August, but it'll have to slash production even more in September. After the cut was reported by local media, the company's shares fell, ending the day almost 4.5% lower.
The BBC's Mariko Oi in Tokyo. Syrian government forces have shelled a village in the country's rebel-held northwest. Opposition activists say 5 people were killed, most of the victims said to be children. News and analysis, townhall.com. Because of COVID-19, the U.S. is urging the more than 150 countries planning to send a representative to the U.N. next month to consider giving a video address instead.
A note from the U.S. mission sent to the 192 other U.N. member nations also called for all other U.N.-hosted meetings and side events to be virtual. It says these parallel meetings that draw travelers to New York, quote, needlessly increase risk to our community, New Yorkers, and the other travelers. The U.S. note says the Biden administration is particularly concerned about Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the incoming General Assembly President Abdullah Shahid hosting high-level in-person events on issues such as vaccines, the 20th anniversary of the U.N. World Conference Against Racism, food systems, and energy. Jeremy House reporting.
The Dow down 91 points, the Nasdaq 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Chris Clark and Carl Bott, it is the 19th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 530-605-4567 for you people out of county, area, North State. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many have. It's been a good chat room this morning. Nobody's calling each other names. Nobody's called each other out for duels in the town square. I like that when it's, you know, when it's like that.
And they were actually talking about the subject that was the first hour of our show. And that's kind of refreshing as well.
You know, Max Steiner, and I really, and he's listening right now, and I like him as a, I mean, he's dangerous because he's a Democrat who can appeal. He's dangerous because he's got ideas like, what do you think about the Sykes Reservoir? Blah, blah, blah. What do you think about this? Blah, blah, blah. So that's what LaMalfa thinks. He says, well, we agree
couple
on
of things.
A few things.
It's okay,
he doesn't agree on other things, though. So. Well. Anyway, he'll be back because I just like talking with him. And next time we're going to get into a couple more, you know, more in-depth conversations about things that he would like to see accomplished. Hey, we are here. What? Oh, I'm sorry. We got to do the weather.
It's 74 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 96 and a low of 68 this evening. Hazy, lots of smoke in the sky. Friday, we're looking for a high of 96. On Friday night, mostly clear, a low of 64. On Saturday, balmy 89, sunny, mostly clear, a 63. And on Sunday, we're looking for sunshine again, 92. I hope that really means that maybe the smoke is moving out, but I'm not sure how they know that. And Sunday night, mostly clear at 63. Monday, 94, and the rest of the week is going to be 94, mid-90s to high-90s, through next Wednesday, which we reach up back up to a 99. Red flag warnings, winds out there today. Please be careful. Watch that air quality. Stay out of this as much as you can. It's just not good for you. So the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And I will give you the AQI if my computer ever brings it up. But since it's not right now, we'll just catch up with it later. Good morning. Hey, Jared is at the helm here. Jared, is any updates on fires besides it's over a million acres now?
I know that.
I know Susanville. Is Susanville still in danger?
I'm not sure. I know the Dixie Fire is up almost to 680,000 acres right now. McFarland Fire is up to 110, 51% contained. Monument Fire is 132,000 acres with 10% containment. River Complex is 64,000 acres, 10% contained. And those are all the Antelope Fire is 62,000 acres and 20%. 7% contained.
Fires over around Hay Fork.
Those are the ones because Weaverville and Hay Fork were given a preliminary, which means if you're older and you have problems getting around and all that, you should be leaving now. Or if you've got horses or animals, you need to
get them out of there now.
And have a plan. My gosh, there's so many plans out there on what to do with that go bag. But people, listen, they're not going to be able to save certain areas. And I would hate to think that Weaverville would be in danger just like Reading was. Linda remembers or says that it burned in, that fire burned into Weaverville before. Took out the school. And they've already emptied the antiques and all the valuables out of the Joss House. It's gone. So that so that they can, you know, protect that.
And they've got the stuff up around Junction City that the Buddhist temples up there. I don't know whether you've ever seen those up there, but that's a beautiful area, and that whole area is being threatened.
Seen them. I lived there for 2 years.
Okay.
Hey, the air quality index is 175 and unhealthy. But
very
something
unhealthy.
That is very healthy is the Shasta County District Attorney, Stephanie Bridget, is with us, and she brought my favorite attorney, Lucky Jizrani.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like how you said that right when I was coughing, too.
I know.
Healthy. Right?
Oh, you know what? This coffee, you know, at some points it'll catch me and it'll just choke me.
Yeah.
And
well, it's allergies. It's all the allergies and the smoke, and my voice is just, right now.
Then I know people, the other day when the air quality index was like 380, they go outside, have their cigarette, you know, and come back in, and I'm like, you know, I worry about my people, you know, my pebbles. So, okay, Stephanie, you said as soon as you sat down, scams.
Yeah, so, you know, I thought, you know, I come on here every month, and we always have great conversations, but I kind of thought it would be good to bring Lucky with me, because this is something we're going to try to start hitting even more. You know, outreach through my office and using our Facebook page and whatnot to get the word out, because there's just been a huge uptick in scams and people that are out there just trying to take advantage of our community members. So we thought we'd spend at least some of the time talking about what we're seeing so that people can protect themselves.
Okay. And Lucky, you've been doing this now for several years, is that right?
Yeah, I've been with the DA's office now since 2012, so
it's been
a while.
And Lucky had a show here until 2012.
Yeah.
And then at that point, he wandered over to the dark side. And okay, I'm just kidding. And, you know, the thing about Lucky's kind of like one of those unsung hero type of guys when it comes to taking care of Shasta County. When you're in court, it's not for a murderer.
No.
It's not for somebody that has raped somebody or that. But the kind of things you do is full-on protection of people.
Absolutely. Protection on another
element. On another level. Yeah,
on their financials. To ensure that they don't become victims of fraud, and if they do, to ensure justice is served against that perpetrator.
Okay, so you say there's a bunch of scams going around right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll let Stephanie I'll kick it off right now. I'll focus on one of the ones we're really seeing trending that's really concerning me right now, and we're going to have to, I think, do some more outreach because it's unfortunate. There's major financial loss going on about it. Right here locally, we've had complaints, and that's that real estate rental Craigslist scams. They're upticking all over again. I know a lot of people are looking for new rentals right now. It's a tough market, not just for the buyers out there, but for the renters out there. There's limited supply. Everybody's needing a place. People are moving. This is the time of the year that people move to try to get into different schools, what have you. But what we're seeing is this: the way this rental scam works, and it's not a new one. It's an old one, but for some reason it's made its way back into our county. Usually what we have is a normal listing, a house for sale. The realtor posts a lot of those photos, good description of the place, like a normal realtor would when they're trying to sell a house. Inside photos, outside photos. What's going on now is scammers are hijacking those photos, taking them from the realtor's webpage, posting them on a Craigslist ad, and portraying themselves as the owner looking to rent it with a different phone number to call and or a different email address. When someone reaches out, they say, hey, I'm out of the area. I'm just taking care of this for my now-deceased grandmother. I need to get it rented quick. If you want it, you need to fill out this application, and I need a deposit of $1,000. On that application is personal identifying information, just like you'd see on any type of rental. They ask you to move quickly. They ask you to move swiftly. And unfortunately, locally here, somebody sent their social security number, a photo of their driver's license, their bank account information, and $1,000. That money is now gone. Their information is out there, and they are a prime target now for identity theft because that information will be sold. There's very little we can do about it after the fact. That's why I know Stephanie is a big encourager, and that's a mission of our office to ensure that we get this outreach out there, because if we can stop it at... Go ahead, Carl.
Okay. So, and a lot of times they'll put that price at that for that rental or house at a much, at a lower price.
At a bargain.
At a bargain. Okay. So how do people check? How do people prevent this? Oh, hey, this sounds pretty good. You know, not all things, you know, when something sounds too good, it's usually not good, but not always in every case. It depends. So how do people defend themselves?
So the biggest thing they can, one of the things they can do is drive by the house. Now, many times you're not local, so you're not going to be able to do that. The other thing is look at the red flags. After a certain amount of red flags, I think it should be letting you know that, hey, this is danger. So one of the big red flags is, I'm not local. I need your information quickly. The big theme I say with all scams, and this is what I like to impress upon people when we do our community outreach presentations, is all scams have a common theme. They always have a different type of dressing. They dress it up in a different way. It's a different idea. They're clever. These guys are smart. But what it always is they want, they prey upon making you think with, giving you limited time. So it's fear, pressure, and intimidation. Those are the three big red flags you always see. So in this scenario, it's the pressure. When you're under pressure, they want you to be under pressure and to make a quick decision where you're not thinking, I got to give a deposit. I got to fill out this application ASAP, because if I don't do it, somebody else is going to get this place. And that's just not how these things work. The other thing I can really would suggest is I understand that there is a market on Craigslist that is wholly legitimate, but you're much better off looking at things at a private property management company, or at the very least, Google the address. And if you Google the address, sometimes you might find a sale listing for the property. And if you see a sale listing for the property, that means it's not for rent. So you're not, it's just not going to make sense. So when you start seeing all these little flags, when you do your due diligence, you're not going to fall victim to this. And it's unfortunate that these scammers prey upon people with this type of tactic, but when somebody really needs something, they're under the pressure, they're trying to get something done amongst all the other things they have to deal with throughout the day, that pressure hits you and you might make a misstep.
Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, of course, the Shasta County DA, and Lucky Jeswani, who takes care of the what's the title you have, Lucky? I'm sorry.
The title at my office is Senior Deputy District Attorney, but my role in the office is with the Consumer Protection Unit.
Consumer Protection. Okay, and because housing is such a shortage that people are leaping at these things, they're losing their money, they're opening themselves up for, you know, your bank accounts being emptied and everything else. All right. Hey, 8:17 in the morning. Trish Clark and I are here. We need to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons Senior Living means that you don't have to take care of plumbing. You don't have to take care of painting. You don't have to take care of figuring out going to the grocery. No, because it's all there. Beautiful places to live. Gourmet chefs, transportation if you wish it. They're pet friendly. There's so many things about River Commons Senior Living that are great. It's not an assisted living facility. That's why it's Northern California's premier retirement community. Give Brian a call at 238-5981. Get a personalized tour, have lunch with them, and find out why the residents of River Commons Senior Living worry less, smile more. We'll be right back. 8:18 in the morning, and it's approximately, hey, we're still on, approximately 74 degrees out there. Thanks, Trish. We'll be right back.
Now I've been here without you. I like to say I've been fine, and I do.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays, including your birthday, paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Join the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReddingColt45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Colt 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilton Stop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Hey, Trish, we're coming on now.
Okay, thank you so much. I like that extra notification.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
And it was a pretty rough.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only area hospital with the Da Vinci XI surgical robotic system. What's that mean? Three-dimensional, high definition, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We're with Trish and I are here. Good morning again, Trish.
Good morning.
You know, I like you being here.
I love Thursday mornings. It's such an opportunity to reach out to the community and keep up to date and visit with great people and just be a part of this community. Thank you.
Next Thursday, we have a guest, but it's from 7 to 8. I'm going to hold that open so Trish and I can get into the world events.
Perfect.
Which we don't always agree on. We're here, though, with somebody we do agree with. Is Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, and she brought with her
senior deputy.
When you hit senior, is that a raise? Okay, don't answer that. But he's in charge of the consumer fraud division, and you've taken in, I'm going to move over to Stephanie, but one of the things I remember you working on was it was a nationwide huge lawsuit on a couple of these that you jumped Shasta County into also.
Right, right. We prosecute major Fortune 500 businesses for engaging in unlawful business practices like false advertising. They're misrepresenting information about their products, their prices, a variety of different things. So we prosecute those businesses to ensure it's a fair marketplace for everybody involved, whether they're a small business or a big business, just to keep things fair.
Yeah, and we've gotten judgments.
We have.
We're talking what, hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Sometimes they can be substantial, but when the businesses are big, the penalties need to be paired with what type of business they're in, what type of size the company is, and how offensive their conduct was.
Okay.
But we were talking scams. I have one question because I think this is something that's happening on a regular basis. I know I've been inundated with it recently. I think we need to educate the population that banks, credit card companies are not going to call you on the phone and ask you for personal private information.
They won't. But in the sense of this real estate rental scam, the initiator is the victim. They see the ad. They see the solicitation on Craigslist or another type of advertisement, and they're just looking for a place to live. These people have the means. They're most of the time local here in Reading, and they want to find a place to live, and they are just...
They initiate it.
But beyond that scam, just right now, a lot of people are calling saying, your credit card has been jeopardized, we need to replace it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to... I've gotten one by way of email that says, hey, we inadvertently charged your credit card for my credit card company. We're going to issue you a refund. Just call this number in the next 24 hours so it could get done, and we'll need to confirm your information. Just be ready with that. Yeah. And it's a reverse scam where you feel they're trying to give you the impression you've been improperly charged. Reach out to us, and we'll correct it. So there's something new every day. They come up with new clever ways. The scammers, this is their job. This is what they spend their time doing every day. This is how they earn a living. It's a dishonest living. It's not a way we want to see people making money, but this is what they do, and they will try they got to keep it fresh. They have to try different things. They have to try new things because people will wise up to their scams if they never change it up.
Well, you know, it's the funny thing is I met this guy the other day in Maxwell's, turns out he's a Nigerian prince. And he says, you know, it's a funny thing. I've got $100 million I just can't give away.
Right.
Anyway, Stephanie. the question is here about the new, you know, Sheriff Johnson and the county is really going after the marijuana.
Right.
Constitutional? Going after these fields?
To go after marijuana?
Yeah, I mean,
we've got, we still have marijuana laws on the books. Now, with all the changes and, you know, propositions and stuff that have passed, it's certainly changed a lot of that from felonies to misdemeanors. But, you know, we've got people that are up in our, you know, illegally trespassing on people's property and doing grows. They're bringing in chemicals that are banned in our country and using that to just kill off, you know, wildlife, insects, whatever they can so that they can make their grow even better. And that's having such a detrimental impact on our environment and on our lands and stuff. So, yes, when we start enforcing stuff like that, that is to the benefit of our community as a whole, for sure.
All right. You brought in a list of things that you wanted to make sure.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to get back, kind of go back to in the area of scams is, you know, with all the fires that we are all unfortunately surrounded by at this time and price gouging, that is starting to happen again in our community.
It happened during the car fire.
Yeah.
And you went after a couple people that way.
Absolutely. Before. And this is just kind of that message out to people that we are still... we are still looking at that, and we are still going to, anytime someone comes across something and reports it to our office, we are going to investigate that. And I think, you know, businesses that may be inclined to engage in that activity should know that, and let's treat people fairly, because what we're already starting to hear is that, there are evacuees that are coming to our community from the surrounding areas when they're being evacuated to try to stay in our hotels and stuff like that. And those prices are being quoted as one thing and then jacked up much higher once they arrive. So we are looking into that, and we're going to put an end to that. But people need to be vigilant for themselves, and when that occurs to them, they need to call, they need to report that, because that's unlawful. They cannot do that, especially because we are in a state of emergency, and they cannot do that.
Okay. And that is really important, because I remember during the car fire, you came on during that time frame, and that you were going vigorously after a couple businesses this year that even after being warned about it, they still were jacking their prices up.
Yeah. Well, and we did that, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic as well, when, people were charging $10 for a little thing of hand sanitizer, or $5 for one mask. And, you know, anytime there's anything new that's causing some type of crisis in the community, regardless of your feeling about the crisis itself, if it's having an impact and causing a shortage, there are people who are going to take advantage of that. And that's just not right as a human, as a citizen, as, you know, as someone who's my neighbor. You know, you just don't do that.
Just don't do that.
You don't do that to your neighbors and your community members. That is a strong position of mine in our office, that we're going to do everything we can to prevent that.
Okay, I'm trying to get us back on time here, but, you know, isn't it funny how Redding can be one of the third largest giving communities in the United States, which we were.
Yeah.
And at the same time, we've got people that are taking advantage of other people's misfortunes here.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Yeah. You can't see the DA's face right now, but if you're out there jacking prices up, you don't want to. You don't want to. And if you see that happening, please report it to the DA.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, the Redding Electric Utility would like to remind everybody, and I don't know why we have to do this, but clear your area away from around your house. You know, if you've got branches hanging down the trees, clear it so you've got like a 5 foot, so it's 5 feet off the ground. The fact that we've managed to keep our electricity, except up on our hill where our transmitter was when PG&E cut it off, a day and a half ago, but is because that REU is taking special time and hired 12 people, 3 arvanists, to clear out the foliage and the trees around our power lines. If you have a tree that a power line is going through, give REU a call, and they'll have somebody out there, and they'll clean that up for you. That's REU, Redding Electric Utility. 8:31 in the morning, 73 degrees. We'll be right back.
Look inside these four walls.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 821-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Posada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark, it is Thursday the 19th, 8:35 in the morning, about 74 degrees. The air quality index is 173, which is, I think the technical term is sucks, but it means unhealthy.
However, it makes it difficult to do so.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. I had a friend come into my office 2 days ago that his hair was long and he was whining about his hairstylist. I said, a what? A hairstylist. And this is, it's a veteran and big strong guy. And I said, hairstylist? And I called Cypress Square Barbershop and made him an appointment. He showed up yesterday and he said, I got a Carl haircut. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478. They work on appointments only. Man's last stronghold. Need I say more? We're here with... Why do you look at me like that? You two. I'm looking at the DA and they're looking at me. And they both, I could just hear them say to themselves, oh, he'll never make a jury. We can call him every week. He'll never be on a jury. Stephanie Bridget and Lucky Jeswan, who takes care of the consumers.
Absolutely.
In the district attorney's office and has just done a bang-up job there. There's another scam. You want to talk about?
Yeah, and this is another issue we're
I don't know if it's a scam, but it is in a way.
It is in a way. In California, there's contractors and then there's handymen or unlicensed contractors. So what we have going on a lot right now is it's hard to find somebody to do some major repairs at your house. Contractors are busy. There's a lot of building going on. So people might try to search on Craigslist again or other pages where they might try to seek out somebody to do their repairs. In California, if the cost of labor and the materials exceeds $500, it's required to be done by a licensed contractor. So if it's less than $500, then a person who's unlicensed can be hired to do that type of work. What we have going on right now, especially with the unlicensed contractors, and we see it with the licensed ones as well, is people being paid for jobs, and then they abandon those jobs. Why it's important, though, is with unlicensed individuals, homeowners have a lot more protection when they use a licensed contractor. You have the Contractor State License Board, who can be serve as an intermediary for disputes over the amount that was paid, if the job wasn't the quality of the craftsmanship, With an unlicensed contractor, there is no regulatory agency to come in to serve as a mediator, in a sense. What the other issue is, when a person's unlicensed as a contractor and they're doing work on your home, if they have an injury or claim an injury, it's likely not to be covered under homeowner's insurance because it's not a proper licensed individual's engaging in work at your home.
So they could sue you.
They could sue you individually.
If they fall off the roof.
Exactly. And because they would be, in essence, your employee, since they're not a contractor, because they're not independent, if the amount is exceeding $500, they're serving as your employee, and you would be responsible for their injuries as the homeowner, and homeowner's insurance is likely not to cover it. So it's protections for yourself as well. And
like, would this not be more specifically important to the homeowner if you're dealing with plumbing or electrical or those kinds of skilled things that could actually have a long-standing impact or disaster for your product or your home?
Absolutely, especially with electrical. We actually have one pending case right now that I just filed a few weeks ago where it was a local person claiming to be an electrician. Either he took money up front, $1,500, $2,000.
Which is stupid. Why you give money up front, that's questionable anyway.
But and the victim's defense, Trish, it goes to the unlicensed contractor saying, hey, I've got a lot of other people who need my work. I'm going to go to them, but if you pay up front, I'll move you to the front of the line. And everybody wants their job done. Everybody needs, you know. I'm noticing it more now as a married guy. Where I was single, I could let things go, but when my wife says that, hey, something's broken and needs to be fixed, she wants it done yesterday, not
a lot of times,
a week later.
A lot of times they'll take a portion of it because, you know, to buy materials and this kind of thing.
And that's the
claim they make. And that should be in the contract. Hey, I need a third, a third, and a third. And you should be aware of that no contractor will ask you to pay up front for something. No legitimate contractor. But the other problem is we are so short contractors and people to work in the business that, you know, it's taken 30, 40, 50 days extra to do anything.
Even to get a bid, even to get somebody to come out and talk to you about what you want done, let alone to actually get
any
work done.
Okay, so this happens, do they report it to you?
They should report it to me. We will receive it if it is the type of case that we think it is appropriate. We are not the investigative body for this type of situation. Uh-huh. It is the Contractor State License Board. There was a period of time where there was no state investigator here locally in Shasta County. Fortunately, because our office has been pursuing these cases, there is an individual now who does investigate these cases locally. So we have a local investigator for us.
Now, a couple of years ago, well, it's right after the car fire now, you ran a sting.
We run stings from on occasion. So those stings relate to the unlicensed contractors. And the reason we ran a specific sting, and Stephanie issued out multiple warnings during that time, right after the car fire, because if it is a fire-damaged property that an unlicensed contractor is making offers to repair, it can turn into a felony rather than a misdemeanor. It's a serious offense because the victims of a fire have already been victimized once by a fire-damaged home, and we don't want them to be victimized again by somebody who may not be qualified to do the work or may not even be interested in doing the work and is just going to be a scammer.
Okay.
So the goal really is to get out there, and with those stings, we're making sure that our citizens aren't being victimized.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Morning, everybody. How you all doing?
Good morning, Terry.
Yeah, just a quick question. In lieu of what happened to Supervisor Modi, going behind the car fire lines and being found guilty of misfeasance. Stephanie, do you own an antique fire engine? And during the car fire, was that ever retrieved?
That's interesting. I do own, or my husband does, and no, we got that out the day everybody was evacuating. And I know
that you never got it out after that, just that day, yes.
Correct. The day everybody was evacuating, the day the fire came into town. And I know that everybody's been trying to call all of our past employers, trying to get employees, trying to not say who's calling, to dig up dirt and information on people. And I find that not to be appropriate behavior, and I'm not going to be subject to
Terry, let her finish. Terry, let her finish.
Well, you know.
Let her finish.
Go ahead.
I just don't think that's a appropriate behavior. We're here to do a job, and we're here to talk about doing a job, and I take my job very seriously, and let's move forward and do the business of Shasta County.
Thank you very much, Terry. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Anything tobacco, Tobacco and Brew will take care of you. They've got a grab bag of cigars, three cigars for under $30. And these are quality cigars, by the way. Accessories, major cigarette brands, humidors, pipe tobacco, they've got it all at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, right down the street from Sierra Gibbs. We'll be right back.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Redding Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every diamond has a story to tell. Once a year, Goldmark Jewelers displays a collection of diamond rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets with their own favorite stories. For 30 years, the Goldmark Jewelers annual estate sale has brought you the best collection of vintage and antique jewelry in Northern California. Each of these pieces have rich history and incredible stories. Diamonds and gemstones hand-cut by master craftsmen were set in masterpieces cherished for hundreds of years. Now it's your turn to write the next chapter in your diamond story. The Goldmark annual estate sale coming September 1st. Goldmark Jewelers, Hilltop Drive, where Redding buys diamonds.
Hey, pretty baby, are you
good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just that off and about from San Antonio with the radio blasting and the bird dog on. There's a beast traveling my head down my town, but no local yoga gonna shut me down. Me and my boy got this rig around.
Good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. And it is our last segment, 8:49 in the morning here. Tomorrow, House of Realty and more. I love having House of Realty on talking about prices of homes and all these things. You know, and you see the see Reading lost a number of residents last year. It lost. I'm not going to get into that now, but I'm going to talk about it tomorrow on the home, on the House of Realty by using the census report and see what they get out of this too. But we're here with, Shasta County DA, Stephanie Bridget, and, Lucky Jezrani, senior,
Deputy District Attorney,
and, who takes care of consumer fraud. And has been doing just a bang up job there.
Well, thank you.
I see the things you do, and I know you, Lucky. So I know that you, once you get your teeth in it, you are like a pocket pit bull. So, Stephanie, what else do we have here?
Yeah, so one thing I wanted to make sure we talked about today was, and I don't know how many people in our community know about it, but there's this wonderful program called Camp Hope, and that is where children are, who have experience violence in the home. Maybe it's domestic violence or a family member has been murdered or some type of traumatic experience in their home. They are eligible to go to what's called Camp Hope. It's a week-long camp. It's up in the Aetna area, and that is going to be fully paid for by them. And it's a great experience. They can, I was fortunate enough to get to go up there, this summer, for a day just to check it out. And, you know, there's horseback riding, they go whitewater rafting, they have ropes course, they have archery. I mean, just a lot of things that a lot of kids aren't ever able to do. And they've got trained counselors there that can also help with any traumatic experiences or stuff that may come out. But my office, every year, well, except for last year because of COVID, we have been putting on a bowl-a-thon to raise money to send kids to Camp Hope. So we're going to thankfully get to do that again this year, and that's going to be October 2nd. That's at Country Bowl from 5 to 9 p.m. This is a fundraiser. We've always had a lot of local businesses who have signed up, get a team of four together. They get a lane. They raise money. I believe 2 years ago we raised close to $10,000 or we may have just gone over the $10,000 mark to send kids to Camp Hope. And it's really a great program. And if you're out there and it's something you're interested in having maybe your children attend, you can always call into my office. We have a crime victim assistance unit who can talk to you about that program and if you're eligible, if your child's eligible. So it's a great program. I like people to know about that. And especially our businesses out there, if you want to donate a raffle prize or anything to that event, know that all the proceeds raised go to sending kids to Camp Hope.
That's an incredible program, and I've heard about it before in some of the children that have been through that, and it gives them an opportunity not only to have that time without the pressure of everyday life, but it also puts them with people that are in like circumstances where they can understand and appreciate that they're not alone in their battle.
Right. Right. And the kids just look like they're having an amazingly fun time doing.
Well, a lot
of
them,
everything.
This is the first time they've been having fun probably for a while.
For a while. Right. Because they're still living in those types of environment, especially when we're talking about domestic violence, because that's something
child
that's
abuse and
that's cyclical.
Let's get into that a little bit. COVID, everybody was restricted. Now it's open. Now it's rearing its head again.
Right.
The amount of extra, well, I don't even know how to put this. Was there a rise in all these crimes, domestic violence,
child abuse.
Rape, child abuse,
right.
Drug and alcohol.
Yeah, I mean, I see that, you know, we're seeing an increase in a lot of that. I don't have our statistics with us. It will be interesting at the end of this year to kind of compare a full 2020 to 2021 statistics, because right. I'm sure we're going to see a big increase in those areas. But, yeah, the situations like this are ripe for that type of thing to occur, whether it be child abuse or domestic violence, because people are stuck at home yeah. or stuck indoors and, you know, can be in those stressful situations
lost
that can
jobs,
trigger a lot of this. Yeah.
Lost their jobs.
They're at home drinking, whatnot. Yeah. So, yeah.
Stephanie, yesterday on the show we had a lady by the name of Amanda Faith. Let me look.
But that's
her
correct.
Son, her, Amanda Faith, and her son was Luca, the 13-year-old who was killed by a fentanyl overdose. She
yeah.
made it. We've got him in jail. You're prosecuting him.
Right.
And she says she believes this is the first time a pusher has been charged with first-degree murder. And I thought, wow.
Right. So there are a few cases throughout the state of California that are being prosecuted, but certainly on a statewide level, and this is a new and novel type of prosecution that is occurring, where we are going after people who are the pushers, the sellers, the dealers, for their drugs that they give, ultimately causing an overdose death. So this is a new area. Ultimately, it's going to come down to, you know, if we win the case and then it's appealed, what the law, the appellate judges say on the other side. I'm very comfortable, though, that I think we're going to be successful not only in the prosecution, but in the ultimate appeal that usually follows any successful prosecution of those types of cases.
What I was surprised about is I thought that, you know, okay, the kid had asked for a painkiller, and I said, and it had been laced. And she said, no, it was a pure fentanyl.
Well,
pill that he had given
yeah,
her. I'm just saying this.
You can't comment.
I can't talk about the facts.
But this is what sure. she said. And I right. thought, I mean, we all know that fentanyl, I would imagine. Everybody knows that fentanyl is a killer.
Yeah. And very small doses of
small
fentanyl.
Small doses of it.
Tiny dose of fentanyl yeah. can be very lethal. So, yeah, without getting into any of the facts, I tried to take a very strong line of keeping every case. I'm not going to talk about the
you
facts.
You never talk about a case. I can even answer for you now.
Yeah.
well, what about, I said, look, she's not going to talk about it. And yeah. she never has. You never have.
No.
None of the DAs have talked about
no,
it.
No, I mean, you just have to maintain that for both sides, for the prosecution and the defense. The last thing I want to do is talk all about a case, and then we go to trial, and our jury says, you know what? The evidence isn't there, and they're not guilty. And now I've spent 10 radio stations talking about how horrible that person is for doing whatever they did, and that's just not my role. So I'm not going to do it.
But. You know, the fact that we set a new record in the United States for overdose deaths last year.
Yeah.
I read where it's 100,000 for overdose deaths. That you know, I think it had to do with COVID as part of the collateral damage, but there is just too much. I mean, fentanyl is killing people.
It also has to do with the border crisis and what's coming across that border.
Yeah.
It's not just all about illegal aliens. It's about the drug trafficking and the human trafficking mm-hmm. that was being shut off and is now back in full force across our border.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we are seeing so much more fentanyl coming into our communities, and having that open borders is going to be a big problem with that. We're
sex
going to see a lot more
sex
of that.
Trafficking.
Sex trafficking. Sex trafficking. Trafficking.
Are we seeing that here in Redding?
Yeah, we've certainly filed those types of cases, the human trafficking for, you know, sexual yeah. sexual purposes. Well, because you can human traffic for labor, you could
yeah,
human
right,
traffic
right.
for sex. So, but we have definitely seen those. We prosecute those, and those are, we are involved in those because those it's horrible. It's horrible. We don't want anyone having their rights taken away from them, their liberty, their freedom, and everything. That's not what America is about. So it's something that we want to make sure that we continue to be involved in and prosecute those cases.
Being on I-5, there's a lot of good things about being on I-5.
A lot of bad things,
there's
too.
There's a lot of bad things, too.
That's true.
Well, we've run out of time. Last thoughts here for both of you. Final words. I hate last thoughts.
Last thoughts.
Like you walk outside,
yeah.
you know, a meteor hit.
That's kind of terminal, yeah.
The only thing I was going to mention I didn't get to talking about domestic violence and help. We have something exciting in our offices that we are just on the cusp of getting what is called a courthouse dog, but having a comfort dog that's going to help with people when they're testifying, when they're being interviewed. So that's going to be a great new resource that we're working on in the office.
Really, it's for the district attorneys, though. I mean, all the deputies and all that, they probably need it as much as the...
Certainly, when they're not working in interviews, they can roam around and do a second job of a comfort jog.
With the dog.
People working in the office certainly have their own levels of stress because they're reading and dealing with these types of cases. So it can certainly help on that level.
Lucky, thanks a lot for being here and giving us an update on the scams. I would love for, are we seeing a press release on that?
We're going to try to get some more outreach next week on this real estate issue. We've been making posts on our social media page, but I think through COVID, we weren't able to do a lot of community presentations. So we've been restarting that process now. We've done a few in the last few months, and yep.
Okay, we're going to... we're going to be talking a little bit about this tomorrow, too, when the House of Realty is with us.
Great.
Stephanie and Lucky, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Stand me up at the gates of hell.